What can you do to almost instantly increase profits from your information product publishing business by 50% or more? Stay tuned to this week's Ultimate Information Product Publishers podcast to find out. Special edition of Information Product Publishers Podcast. We're here to help non-writers to create their own information product marketing empires. I'm your host for the next 10 minutes or so, Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoMarketersZone.com. Let's start with some very exciting news this week for all of our existing subscribers and existing followers to our blog over at HireTrustMarketing.com/blog. The exciting announcement this week is that we have finally organized our free teleseminar where we're going to be spending an hour and a half on the phone with 100 lucky subscribers who actually see the link and sign up first, and we'll be sending that out within a matter of days. So folks, keep your eyes peeled to HireTrustMarketing.com/blog. In this teleseminar, we plan to keep this kind of split half and half between a information sharing session where I'll be sharing the 5 most important steps to beginning and growing your information product marketing business on the internet. And we'll do that in about a 45-minute session, and then we'll take questions and answers from you. And I've already got some people that have been forwarding questions into me at support@infoproductcreator.com. And if you have a question, be sure to send that in and we'll try and address it in that call. As I mentioned, we've already got a ton of people that have emailed us some of their specific questions. We're seeing patterns, so we'll be able to deal with those on the call. The exciting part is that this 5-step system is something I've never unveiled in its entirety before. You'll see parts of it in each of the different products I have, and some of the final steps are so powerful, it really can make the difference between building a full empire and just building a part-time hobby business. So you'll want to be on this call to hear all 5 steps. We're going to go right through from creating your initial idea and topic to getting your product launched and selling a ton of copies and figuring out every step in between for all those people that are struggling or are considering starting their own business online. This is important stuff because this is how you can control your own product, create your own product in a matter of a couple of weeks, in most cases from information you already have. You don't need to be a consultant. You don't need to be a writer. You don't need to be an author. All you need to do is understand this information. So I really hope you can make it. I think this is going to be a blast. It's going to be a huge improvement for your own income. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun on that call. So on to 2 major topics that I want to talk about today that really have to do with your ability to convert visitors and convert traffic into buying customers. In the first case, we want to talk about how to upsell, how to get more money out of your visitors. And on the second topic, we want to talk about soft selling and using your own mini course to be able to sell products. Now, neither one of these are new concepts. What's interesting, though, is that a lot of people either aren't using them or I find are not using them properly. So I think it's worth covering these off because they're extremely important to your business. The fact of upselling can get you 50 to 60%, and I've even seen double the amount of profit coming in for a business on 70 to 80% of your customers. Now, I do upsells in all my products, and I'm getting minimum 60% of my customers are opting in for the upsell. And that's amazing to me because for the last couple of years, I've been selling these same products in a basic format. And I've added some interesting things to make an upsell version of both of those products. And as I mentioned, over 60% in all cases, upwards to 90%, actually take me up on this increased price. And that price is almost double in some cases. So incredible opportunity to increase your profits here. So what am I talking about upselling? You may, and some people get this confused with back-end selling, where you've sold someone something and you actually follow up selling them something else that they need and maybe something more expensive that they need. So in other words, you would follow up a basic $27 ebook sale with a $179 service or a monthly membership site. That's not what I'm talking about here today. We'll leave that for a topic for another day. And that's called back-end selling. What I want to talk about today is upselling. And that is, in the process of selling your customers a basic product, at some point in the sales cycle, whether it's on your main sales page or whether it is upon generating an order, you offer them an additional premium-priced version of your product that they just can't refuse because the deal is so good. And in the process, you're getting more money out of your customer. Great deal for the customer, great deal for you. Think of in terms of McDonald's when they offer you fries with that, just about everything you order, or when you supersize a drink, and I think that's Burger King's slogan. All of those are attempts at upselling. And it's based on a psychology where you have overcome all your objections, you've analyzed the product, you've made the buying decision, that triggers something in your brain that makes you very supportive of additional offers. And especially if you can target that extra offer so that they can't refuse. And so the most effective way I've found to do this is to, instead of having people go right to an order page, a shopping cart page, or a ClickBank page, or your one shopping cart page, whatever payment processor system you use, the typical order page out there, as soon as you click on, you know, yes, I want to buy this ebook for $27, you go right to the shopping cart page and you take their money and thank you very much, sir. However, much more important is to be able to have an intermediate page, build yourself a landing order page, which is just another HTML page with some very basic HTML content on it that says, you know, something to the order of, you know, you've hit, this is your lucky day, this is your lucky week for a limited time only. We're offering you the ability to have our gold package or our premium package or our silver package or our upgraded package. And this is great if you can combine two products, you can create additional bonus products, maybe a directory, maybe a workbook, maybe an audio version of your ebook that you record, say, over a 20-minute or half an hour time period. You can record an interview. You can do it with combine two products that you already have. It has to be relevant. It has to be compelling. It's made even better if that second product already has a sales site where you can say that, you know, normally each product is $27, but for a limited time only, you're going to get both products for $42. So you're saving half price on the second product, in other words. Guaranteed, you're going to get 60 to 70% of the people vying for that upgraded package, especially if those products are related and they can see the linking between those two products. It's an incredibly powerful process. So make sure you consider an upsell. It's not that difficult. What you bundle as the second product, you have to be a little creative here. Find out what else do you think those people would like. Maybe there's a licensing, someone else's product is even an opportunity. If you buy both products, you'll get a discount. That's a little more complicated to track, so try and do it with products you own. But tremendously powerful. And like I said, the statistics I see are well over 60% are upgrading. It's an easy way to increase your profits without increasing the amount of traffic to your site, and without even increasing your conversion rate. Just out of the chute, you can end up getting 50 to 60% more profit on your business. And so the second topic I want to move on to now in how you can improve your conversion rates is what I call the secrets of soft selling with autoresponders. Now, a lot of you have heard of making sure you get opt-ins from your subscribers, making sure that you're running a mini course, or making sure that you're sending out a PDF version of a special report, bringing people back to your site, you know, 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 times will help improve the likelihood that they'll buy your product. But, you know, folks, most people are either still not doing this or they're not doing it properly. And by properly, what I mean is, you know, following a set template, understanding how to get the right mix of content and sales message, making a compelling enough mini course that people want to, you know, just have to buy your product. One of the masters, and I think you'll agree with me on this, of using this approach is Jimmy D. Brown. And you'll see one of his products over at www.create-e-mini-course.com. And this is a product that I licensed from Jimmy D. Brown some time ago. However, it's the model, it's got the template for writing a highly successful converting mini course that I've used in all kinds of niche markets, from weight loss to building products to business products to sales products. I've used it in all these niches, the same format. And the conversion rate, I tell you folks, cannot be beaten with this type of format. I've tried, dozens of different formats that I've experimented with, and this template just outlasts them all. And so if you're struggling with trying to figure out how to structure your mini courses to be to both not turn your customers off, but at the same time, the other problem many people have is they'll write a book, and in terms of writing pages and pages of reams of content for your mini course, give that to your customer and they don't come back and buy a thing. Well, chances are you're over-informing them. And so with this program, what you'll find out is how to get the exact right mix. And folks, what's interesting is it's so easy to write these things when you understand that all you need is one page of content per lesson. You need a compelling title, you need a compelling subtitle, and there is an exact structure of how you lay out either a 5 or 7 day mini course that it's basically the same way a sales letter is written, folks. What you do is you start off by saying, if I could sum up, here's some words that you can actually use in your first lesson. If I could sum up and insert your market here, let's say it's losing weight. If I could sum up losing weight and keeping it off in 4 steps, here's what they would be. And folks, once you hear that, then you can the next thing you can do is then lay out those 4 steps in the subsequent lessons. And at the end of every link, you've got a link back to your product. You've also got an advertisement. This mini course is brought to you by right at the beginning, right at the center. It's a short little clear ad. People are used to seeing that kind of thing, and people will click on that. In the second day, what you want to do is recreate the feeling of the problem that they're experiencing, the fact that they're overweight, the fact that, one of the things that people find the hardest about weight loss is, and fill in the blank, and it could be, keeping it off for any longer than a couple of weeks, altering their lifestyle, finding the time, whatever that trigger might be, and then you go about how to solve that particular problem in that issue. And then, in the third day, you can again present a new problem, a new compelling problem, something like a common problem people struggle with in, and then insert your market there and present the problem again with a solution. So you can see the pattern. In the very first lesson, what you did is outline, here's the 4 things that we know you're concerned with in your market. And then each subsequent day on the mini course, you're presenting the problem and presenting what that person can do to solve the problem, and then referring them back to your product for the how. And that's the interesting part, is you've got to have all three of those components. You've got to have a combination of communicating to people that you have the solution, so that there are these 4 steps that are magic to be able to achieve what you want to achieve. The second thing is that each day you're recreating that here's concern number one you have. Here's objection number two you have. Here's challenge number three that you have on the road to achieving what you're trying to achieve. And then at the end of each one, explain how do you overcome, or sorry, what does it take to overcome the problem, and refer back to your product for the how. And that's critical as to how to build these things that convert. So use those techniques, recreate, rewrite your mini courses. And folks, these, as I mentioned, these should be short to the point. Using this formula, if you need help, go to www.create-e-mini-course.com, and that, Jimmy D's template is right there. If you need it, use it. And once again, that's it for this week. Don't want to keep you too long. These are some powerful tips I think that you can implement in your business today to convert more subscribers to customers, keep people coming back to your site. Keep in mind the teleseminar we're going to be running on March 16th. Reserve that night. It's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. For all of you that want to listen into that and ask your questions, it's going to be a huge call. It's going to be a free call. We look forward to having you there. Keep an eye on our blog over at hiretrustmarketing.com/blog for all the announcements that are going to come up in the next week. And be sure to email me at support@infoproductcreator.com with your questions so we can get those addressed in the last part of that teleseminar call. Really look forward to hearing you there and hopefully helping some of you out and achieving your goals. This is Jeff Smith signing off for this week from hiretrustmarketing.com, infomarketerzone.com. We'll talk to you again next week.